couple first. Try them both up.
Was his wanted for your felony? Curse.
us from driving the last train to Chico.
So goodbye.
Twist around that way.
Twist around.
Twist around.
Twist around.
Twist around.
Twist around.
Thank you.
bass drummer a long time ago. He thought maybe we could do it together. Doesn't need anything. We couldn't find the title for it. It's called Disco.
Thank you. I know I make you feel such good as not as good as he. I've come much closer than you used to stay at home. Said I'm sitting in the starter with you talking at my phone. Let's talk about a baby you can call up that alone. So hammer me, come put me in to stop it in a zone.
Some way from the Bahamas, where Mike and I made this record. We're out flogging right now. Actually, we wouldn't do this if we're just flogging a record. Why would you? In this case, doesn't have to hang out and be a thumb. That's the whole deal for me. How to to turn that into a finger. You can do that. It's very liberating, but you need, well, you'll hear what you need. Taking over the banks. a lot of people figured it was a Maoist pseudonym for somebody who didn't want to expose themselves. And you know, who wants a bank? But the tune is great. And I was playing in Boulder a couple of years ago, and I happened to do this tune. It gets a little dull, actually, if there's just one guy doing it. After the show, a woman showed up who said she was Les Rice's niece. She's niece Rice. I think she's his grandniece, because this was written in about 1930. And if you didn't have a bank, you're just starving to death. This guy was a farmer in Vermont, which I don't know what they do in Vermont. Mike would know, but I can't imagine farming is really successful there. Am I right? I mean, it's a rock, isn't it? It's a rock farm.
Farm some rock up there.
If you're all curious about this stuff, there's two records that Pete did called Gazette. You'll hear this on there. It's some perfectly ridiculous stuff. And some other things not so ridiculous. It was one of the first 12-string hits I heard. This maybe is the only reason the 12-string has to exist. Waylon Jennings did not invent that. Les Rice did. That's a little slow, maybe. I've traveled around this country, from shore to shining shore. It may make me wonder the things I've heard and saw. I saw the farmer work.
With the guard at every door.
discussing my coffin, which was because I choked on myself, you know. But I am a hypochondriac. I realized 2 nights ago when I was trying to figure out where I misplaced myself that somehow this all belongs to this raccoon above my head who's got this clam. And in the clam is a grain of, well, is a grain of sand, and on the grain of sand is a small city. And in the city is this club. In the club, two other people. That raccoon gets, you know, if he's more than an admirer of a fresh clam, our time is limited. In a greater sense, of course, we're all doomed. You want to explore this, and if you really want to make sure that the rest of your life is going to be difficult, read a book called The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker. It will liberate you totally, and just in time for you to wonder why you wanted to do that. Get rid of all the fears you don't need that you just inherited that don't mean anything, so that you have enough energy to face the fears you never dreamed you should be looking at. We have a great time on the road.
Manufacturing fear.
There are strategies, though, for dealing with this. One of my favorites is to extend yourself beyond the point of danger and self-destruction and survive it. It jogs everything out of your mind for a while. I think fish. It's good at that, or at least what? I mean, what I was thinking of is the time the band was driving along in the tour bus in the rain. And Fish climbed out the front window at, you know, 80 miles an hour in the rain, crawled the length of the bus just so he could stick his head in the skylight at the back.
It's worse than it sounds, actually. It was, in real life, worse, much worse than you're imagining it. Because it was a double-decker bus, a European double-decker bus, and it was raining, and it was driving through Germany at 100 miles an hour with a bus swaying in the rain. And it was a bachelor party for our friend in the back lounge, so everyone, especially Fishman, was, you know, drunk. And I was just trying to go to sleep. And I was in the middle, there were three skylights, and they were in the back lounge hanging out having this bachelor party. And, well, that's secret information, well, not anymore. And anyway, so I was in the middle just trying to go to sleep, and he kind of stumbled back, and he had this idea to climb up. Well, you know, meanwhile, they were playing this game where they stick their head out of the skylight and try to see if they can, you know, get down before the bridge comes and all that kind of thing. Which they started doing backwards, too, you think of it, you know, so, I mean, you can't see the bridge. But that was nothing compared to Fishman's idea. To climb across the slick, wet tour bus with bridges coming 1 foot, you know, over his head, with nothing to grab onto, at 100 miles an hour, drunk. But I, knowing the guy, I knew that I couldn't stop him, and he would be fine. But and, as his friend, not to elaborate, but I told him he shouldn't go from the front skylight all the way to the back, that he might as well at least double his chances of living and go from the middle one to the back, which he did. And I went to the back lounge, and I talked to Paige, and I said, I wasn't going to tell on him, you know, that's not really respectful. But I told Paige, Fish is doing something very bad right now. And I knew it was going to happen. 10 seconds later, I was shocked when that head came down that skylight.
Fear. Yeah, the raccoon. So, fish met the raccoon that night. Raccoon came away. Touchdown. You'll find that it sure. stranger to know. Signs in the street that say we're going by somewhere just being their own. In places, small places unbound. Living, some standing alone.
wanted since I was a kid was to ride out to the wilderness and live off the grid. So I built my hut far from where other people did, but somehow just still felt like living on the grid. Yes, I did.
I wanted to find myself
off the grid.
House with Chet Atkins, and he showed us this tuning that he got for Ledward Cut Pond, and it's really pure gravy, this thing. And we were fooling around, and a little later I came up with a melody and sort of a structure, but I could never find the lyric. Chet came in and played the melody for us. It was wonderful. And in the course of things, I was out at Mr. Atkins' house one night and talking about stuff. Fiona was there as well. And somehow we started talking about a Peeping Tom that he knew. This is a guy that you would know, most of you would know, who is still out trying to work. He's getting a little long in the tooth now, and maybe he's lost interest. But back then, when Chet was talking about the 50s, he said, you know, all of the hotels then were in a kind of a U shape. This guy had binocular glasses that he would wear, and he said he spent all his time sitting in the window looking up at the other side of the U to see what he could see. He said that he carried a drill with him, a little drill, so that he could expand his possibilities. And while he was talking about this, Leona and Chet couldn't remember the guy's name at first. Leona said, well, that's, you know, Bob Smith or whoever it was. And he said, no, that's our friend. He just It's a neighbor that comes by and peeks through the Venetian blinds at their house. That didn't bother him. It bothered Leona, but it, you know, it didn't bother Chet. Which tells you something good about him, I suppose. He's a very unflappable guy. But it doesn't tell you who the other people was. I just want you to know that when they checked out of one of these hotels, this guy was charged $350 for a new door on the honeymoon suite. He drilled so many holes in it, they had to replace it. I like to think that he's the motive or the center or the subject of this next tune. He fits perfectly in here. Stars up in the sky, when the lights along the street, when the TV's in the motel shine,
woo!
a general area for a minute. Where am I going? Hopefully there. This was, I first heard this tune done by John Hurt. And everybody has their own take on it. And John just, nobody could get out of it what he got out of it. He milked this thing for every ounce of it. And his wife was in the front row at this little big joint. I saw him when I was in high school. He was, I don't know, 90 years old at the time. His wife was, boy, definitely 90 years old. And every now and then he would look down and smile at her, and he had two teeth left, at least that you could see, one up and one down. And it was and remains the most radiant smile I've seen on a human being. I've seen nothing else smile but human beings. It's really added up to something. I think I was 16 at the time, and I wanted some of that, and then I immediately repelled myself. So I was right. Good audience. Thank you.
tried.
My problem. I'm back in. My problem is that there's more than one. That I have too good a time. I guess this stuff gets going and I just forget everything. Plus, we're coming to the end of this tour. We had a couple others. We had a small, short one this summer with the drummer, Neil Simonetti. And when they start to close, everything starts to move around. It's I don't know why, but it's very enjoyable. And I just get that much more excited. Have you noticed that?
Hell yeah. Wondering what it's like standing next to the motherfucker on the right. It's great.
Thank you.
glad you and me. No use finding things we can't recall. It don't matter now at all. Just come on in, maybe we'll laugh and sing. Mel Blanc on the radio. And I'm glad you came around. I've been feeling down, talking to Tony and Mario. You know they make good conversation. Still it ain't no consolation. Cause I got love. Maybe I'll give you some. And if somebody come, let the doorbell ring. Thank you.
Good old, 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 good old